And welcome to episode 14. Is it 14?
Yep, 14 it is, sir.
Welcome to episode 14 of the Quotes and Mirrors podcast. I am Terrell James.
And I am Uncommentary, and I am also appreciative of you being the one that didn't know what episode it was this time. That was great.
And it's crazy because when I set the show up, I numbered it, but forgot that fast.
It's all right because, you know, I done like it easily. 6-7 times. So mm-hmm. I think you're good. You got a little while before you can catch up.
I'm not catching up.
I mean, I was trying to go ahead and be nice about it, but okay. Okay. We're rubbing it in, no problem. Nonetheless, episode 14, Quotes and Mirrors podcast. We are happy that you are here. We are happy to be here to do yet another show. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it all week, as a matter of fact. How about yourself?
Absolutely. Of course. Of course. This is part of my therapy.
Indeed, sir.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump right into it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
This was your quote. I'm going to let you take the reins.
Okay. Well, my choice of a quote, just to be clear, I did not actually say this. However, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's topic, I got to wait for it to scroll again because I don't have it memorized. And here we go. The only thing that we learn from history is that we learn nothing from history. George Hegel. That is the origin of this quote, the author, rather, of this quote. And I'm going to go ahead and say right away, man, this quote is pretty sad to me.
Hold on. Before we get started, can we talk about how George doesn't have an E in it at the end of it?
I mean, I don't know if we really need to talk about it. That might be like a European situation. Well, maybe.
I just thought it was weird that he didn't have an E at the end of his name, but
yeah. You know how they had say advertisement and schedule.
Ma says advertisement.
Oh, well, maybe I should have did a little background before I spit that one out, I guess. I don't know.
maybe she's European. I don't know.
Maybe she's European. You know that's what they say. When you're in the bathroom.
I'll check with her. She could be. I'll see if she can put me in her schedule.
So you ain't catch it. That's what they say. You know, when you're in the bathroom, that's what they say, right? When you're in the living room, you're American. But when you're in the bathroom.
That's some European.
European.
Okay. I got
you. Yo. I dig it because we can make dad jokes and we can blame them on being dads, but we don't really have to. We would make the joke anyway. We would really make the joke anyway.
Right. But anyway. We are funnier than dad jokes, so.
I have to say so myself. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You a funny looking mother. I mean, you know.
Yeah. And that's because you're contagious. So, I mean, hey. See?
All right, we're gonna have to bring it back around. We already went left, right?
right. Look, we're not on the phone, we're doing the podcast.
This is true. This is true. All right. So again, the only thing that we learn from history is that we learn nothing from history. I say that with the just kind of the slow drag on the end of that there because it really is very sad to me, man. Mm-hmm. I read this quote. And I forget, I was watching something else when it actually popped up. But, and I guess it has its ups and downs, right? But it was just really, it made me think about racism. Mm-hmm. And it made me, not just racism, but racism first, and then just injustice as a whole. And, you know, how situations just, yeah, why are they just doomed to repeat themselves?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's not as if there's not enough, like, information. It's not as if there isn't sufficient impact, right? Mm-hmm. When you, you know, or fallout. Like, there's, you know, people deal, PTSD is not just for war veterans. You know what I mean? Or should I say, not just for those that are actually in the military, because the war is not just fought in the military. Right. You know what I mean? So it's just the fallout from oh man, just from the innocent bystander, from somebody you didn't even have to get murdered, but if you saw somebody get murdered, then now you're affected, right? But then in some situations, in that situation, history could still repeat itself. You saw it happen when you was a kid. You may have seen it happen continually. Now you numb to it, and you actually doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just, oh man, it's so many different ways, I guess. But it's just, it's horrible. One thing, bell bottoms didn't come back. Okay.
Yeah, they did.
No. Not for everybody. Okay. Because I'm pretty thankful I have not seen a man in bell bottom pants. Because back in the day, they used to have the joints would fit like skin, right? And then it would get to the knee and it would blow up into this big mushroom cloud. And it was just the craziest thing. So I'm like, hey, you know what? I think I got a visitor. I think I got a visitor. Hold on. Just one second.
Pardon me. Nah, you good. This ain't the first time that we've had this visitor.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Hello, son. How are you? Huh? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. That is actually recorded, but you know what?
This he doesn't
real
care.
Live. No, it doesn't. He doesn't. No. This is real live. And since this has happened before, it's relevant.
Yeah. Hey, I'm about to make a connect to the quote.
That's what I'm saying. History is definitely repeating itself here.
Yeah, exactly. You really didn't learn from the last time he did this.
A knife, son. Okay, you're really working on TJ's editing skills here, buddy.
No, I ain't editing nothing.
He's calling your editing skills to the forefront.
Yeah, sure. Yep. Now his mom is on it too. Look, I ain't editing nothing.
No,
hold on, buddy.
Hold on, buddy. I'm not painting with you right now.
Okay, hold on just one second.
Yep. All of this is standing. All of it. So he muted it, everybody. The funny thing is he probably can't hear me. So he's not going to be able to see this part until he watches the show back. And that's going to be funny. I really should say a whole bunch of horrible things about him before he unmutes it. But I think it's too late. And I think he can hear me. Can you hear me? You can hear me, can't you?
I can hear you the whole time, sir. As a matter of fact. And because the mute just stops you from hearing me and what's happening on this side.
Right.
So.
Oops.
So, yeah, that was a little rough just now. It's okay. He'll be okay. He's a little tired. I think everybody is kind of buckling under the heat a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's okay, party people. Those real things happen to real people if you, you know. Shut up, too. So.
Yo, I think there are things like that that actually make shows special.
Okay. You know,
that's why I don't like editing things like that. I mean, it just really makes it, you know, you show the human side. You show the human side, the everyday side that everybody has to deal with. I mean, it's very relatable. So I just love just things like that happening and just leaving it in there for everybody.
Well, I mean, that is an interesting way to justify lazy, but you know, you know, we'll take it tonight. I believe the part of people they relax enough to understand. It's cool. Well, let's bring it back.
Okay,
let's bring it back because
you remember what you were saying.
Well, I was talking about the bell-bottom pants and how they're the worst when you see
bell-bottom
pants. You know, you seen them cats, man, back in the day. They used to have pants. You couldn't even see their roller skates. They looked like James on hoverboards that had yet to be invented, right? They just rolled by, and you couldn't even see the skates. It was horrible. So, and that, like, I'm thankful that situation hasn't repeated itself. But so much, man, just everything from, like I said, the racism and the injustice and just, I mean, just everything, even just as an individual, what would you, let me ask you that, as an individual in your own history, mm-hmm. what is something that has repeated itself that you like, man, I'm in control of this with me, mm-hmm. and it still happened again?
I think probably more so in the past, not so much now. I have learned that, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So it took me hitting my head a couple of times in order for it to actually get through my head, for me to realize that. And, you know, even before I heard that, I heard a variation of that. Well, you know, Ma told me when I was a little boy, she said, if you always do what you always did, then you always get what you always got.
Right, right.
And I guess it took me a little while. I allowed history to repeat itself with certain things, more so with women. With
you know what? Dealing with women. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. I got a bit of a past, man. But so I'm going to tell you something. It's so refreshing to be on this side of that life. I feel so much better, you know, once I was able to actually learn from my history. But I even in that, I kind of look at that a little differently, because I'm like, had I done things the right way with the women in the past, then it may have led me to a different place that I didn't end up, you know, like right now, I feel like I'm with the woman that I'm supposed to be with. So had I done things differently back then, I may not be here.
Well,
I don't know. But if I would have done things the right way back then, and I would have ended up somewhere else, then I'm pretty happy that I did it the wrong way.
Well, so hold on. So you would say that one of the things that you did, where history, your own history repeated itself, was, well, women, relationships, doing the wrong
infidelity.
Thing. Okay. We're going to call it what it is. Okay.
Yeah. Call it what it is. Infidelity.
All right. So just curious with this situation here with history repeating itself. People say it all the time that it's going to repeat itself. Right. And so I was looking at it and I was like, why? Like, why does it have to? Why is it like a guarantee that history is going to repeat itself? And I'm not talking about like, okay, somebody died yesterday, somebody will die tomorrow. That's not the same thing.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? But why does history, why do we not learn enough from history to avoid the same type of catastrophes? Like,
I think in a lot of instances, it takes a lot of, it takes people moving away from a place that they are not quite ready to move away from. People get very comfortable and complacent. Mm-hmm. And they know in order for there to be a change, you have to move away from that comfort. You have to move away from that level of complacency in order to actually make a change and to grow. But they feel comfortable. They feel comfortable with where they are, which I honestly believe in a lot of cases is a false sense of comfort.
Okay. It's
a false sense of complacency. I think that comfort and complacency are very dangerous. Mm-hmm. And it forces you into a position where you are going to end up reliving history. It's going to be the same thing over and over and over again because you were comfortable. You haven't been uncomfortable enough to move away from where you are. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's part of the problem. People haven't been uncomfortable enough, which is weird because there are certain, especially like a lot of social issues.
Mm-hmm.
People get angered enough to say something about it, but they don't always get angered enough to do something about it.
Now, when you say do something, because see, okay, so now we're gonna veer off just a little bit, because when you say they're angry enough to say something about it, but not do something about it, a lot of people think that a protest is both of those things, saying and doing something about it, right? But I can't say that I have ever really grasped the full weight or impact of a protest.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it. I guess it raises awareness.
Right.
But what I think about is, without this protest, would just as many people have been aware? Because, you know, eventually versus, okay, now everybody is aware at the same time. Okay, cool. But what's the true effect of a protest? Like, what's the goal? What's the win there?
What happens next?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
and I'm with you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, just curious. Cause you know, so what do we do now? But, I myself, by the way, in reference to why things repeat themselves, I think a little bit different, speaking directly of myself, where I have repeated things because I figured, okay, I know what I did wrong last time. So now I know how to do the same thing, but better. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so what happens is almost like history never becomes history because right. I'm continually revising that present situation to to redeem my history. You know what I mean? And so, you know, that's it's true in a lot of situations. For me, because I got a bad habit. My wife brought to my attention. I have a bad habit of being in the wrong situation and just staying there. Like, and that probably speaks to that complacency that you were talking about a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But just staying there. And so, but then when I try to change it, I'm feeling like, all right, I made an attempt to change it. I thought I found a better way to do it, but I had the same outcome. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, I don't even, like you were saying, I guess I got to be uncomfortable enough. Because in that instance, in those instances, I'm speaking specifically in reference to, one, my professional career, but also in reference to Cheeky and Trey.
Right.
Those are my children, ladies and gentlemen. At least those are two of my children. Right? But Trey, you know, firstborn, dream come true. He's the reason I am a father to begin with. I had him, and that relationship didn't work out. And then I met Zaya's
mother. Wait. The relationship with his mother didn't work out.
Right. You're right.
Right. Let's make that clear. Yes. Okay. Yeah. All right.
The relationship with his mother didn't work out. And so... So I'm thinking, all right, okay, I didn't do it the way I needed to do it. I wasn't, you know, I didn't wait to get married. Just, you know, I'm doing my thing and baby come through. All right, I got to do what I got to do for the baby. So I'm like, cool, I did it. I won't do it again. Then I did it again. And it was a better relationship, but it was the same outcome, me being... in, you know, a situation where I have another child outside of wedlock that I have to care for from a distance. And, you know, by from a distance, I mean, obviously she didn't live in my house. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that was just the worst thing ever. And that was the biggest pain because the relationship, you know, that ended cordially.
Right.
But the real pain was, oh my God, did you really do this again?
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, but I did, at that point, I'm averaging a child per relationship, right? So I'm like, okay. Now, and that, I think that's when I got to that discomfort we used to talk about. I'm like, okay, now it got to change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now it got to change. And so, you know, to God be the glory, I met my wonderful wife and, you know, three kids in. And I got to do more with her than I ever did with them, right? Right.
But you know what, though, in the decisions that you made, as far as learning from history, the lesson may not have necessarily been in the fact that it was the same outcome, the lesson may have been in the change that occurred before the outcome, because the person that you were with Jiki's mother is not the same person that you were with Trey's mother. And then even afterwards, again, you know,
there's another situation there. Hold on. But go ahead. Sorry about the interruption.
Nah, you good. I thought you were about to answer the phone. I was about to sit here and be like, we gonna listen to this.
No, but, I was about to.
But no. I think you were about to respond to what I just said.
Oh, well, no, I was, because first I was thinking, was I really different? But I was different. So I hesitated, because my knee jerk is just to rebut, because it's just fun. It's just fun, right?
Just to contrarian, that's it.
Yeah, exactly. but yeah, I you're right. I wasn't the same person, but at the same time, so I wasn't who I was, but I wasn't all the way who I needed to be either.
right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
But that's what I'm talking about. The change that needed to occur, because there was some more changing that needed to happen. Mm-hmm. And when you got to this relationship, it was like, okay, I'm the man that I need to be.
Right.
And so we ain't just gonna have one kid. We gonna have three.
Yeah, man. I mean, but you know, the history didn't after that
right
repeat itself. Mm-hmm. You know, entirely, but just, you know, on a bigger issue, and we can't just talk about us, right? But on a much broader scale, why does it have to repeat itself? Like, where do we, you know, what do we get from it? Because it's the difference if we take a step up every time. You know what I mean? And it kind of repeats itself in order to give you a chance. You know, like, you ever seen that movie Groundhog Day?
Mm-hmm.
So in Groundhog Day.
I've seen Groundhog Day. And I've seen Groundhog Day. And I've seen Groundhog Day.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. But the thing is, in that movie, if you remember, in that movie, as the days went on and he began to realize that it was the same day over and over again, mm-hmm. then the better and better he got at predicting, of course, or responding to what was happening. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But you know, I can't shake the situation of racism, and it hasn't been progressive. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the difference? You know, what really is the difference between racism in 1945 versus racism in 2022 right now?
Technology.
That's about it. And what is that difference actually doing? It's allowing them to reach more people in less time. Right, and they're able to be a bit more, you know, discreet with it. But as it still just continues to repeat itself. But why? Like,
right?
Like, it didn't work when it happened the first time. It wasn't righteous when it happened the first time. So, why does it continue to repeat itself? How do we fix it so that it's not just a vicious cycle of takedown after takedown after takedown?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, and mind you, I'm not a political mind. I'm not a activist of sorts. But I still have the question, like, what can happen differently so that it's not repeating itself, so that the same things that hurt us don't continue to hurt our children?
Oh man. Unfortunately. Oh boy, I just so much I want to say, but I don't know if it's appropriate to say. I don't know. I think with certain situations, you have to fight fire with fire. I think some people don't get the point.
Okay.
There's certain lips that don't stop moving until they get punched. There are certain situations. There are certain. Oh boy, I'm trying my best to not come across as confrontational, which I'm not confrontational, but there are some confrontations that, all right, if somebody punches you in the face, what you gonna do?
What do you mean? You gonna punch back? What you talking about?
Right. Okay. All right, cool. So I just want to make that very clear. And that question was not just for you. That was for everybody listening. If you get punched in the face, what are you going to do? You're going to punch back. So everything that I'm saying right now, this is my punch back. That's what this is. This is my punch back. So is he back?
He is back. And if you hold on just 1 second, as history is repeating itself.
And clearly we're not learning from it.
Hey, buddy.
I'm going to keep talking while you're doing that. So.
All right, yeah, continue going. Yeah, real life is happening right now. No.
Yo, all right. So. but basically, so.
I'm just going to go off camera for just a second.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So, I think that with a lot of situations, and I'm not saying to just go out and just start hurting people that are racist or who you believe are racist or that you want to actually, I don't know, but I feel like if, boy, oh boy, this is such a touchy subject, man, and I feel like everywhere that I want to go with it is not necessarily the best thing to say. Well, I do think that some people need to be punched in the face. I do think that some people need to get the crap beaten out of them. Absolutely. And I think that with a lot of people, they won't learn. They won't learn until you beat some learning into them. Some people need to be affected in certain ways. Like, for instance, there's certain businesses they do that. The racist thing or the pandering thing, you know, like there are certain companies, big major companies that are Juneteenth. Now that Juneteenth is a thing, like it's been a thing for us for years, but now right. that it's a thing for everybody else, they want to pander to the Black community, and it's a way of making money. I think that it, you know, with a lot of companies, some of them need to be hit in their pockets. That's the thing. A lot of businesses need to be hit in their pockets. A lot of races need to be hit in their face. And I think that will start to change some things. Now, you probably shouldn't go around punching people in the face. All right.
Right. Cool. Right.
Cool. But, and I'm sure there's a better way of handling this. I know that there's a better way of handling it. But I think a lot of that has to do with unity. I think we need to come together. I think that's the better way to answer this instead of trying to inflict pain on people, because that's the angry part of me that's talking. The part of me that wants to promote unity, which, by the way, is much bigger than the part of me that wants to inflict pain on somebody. Right. I feel like, you know, the bigger issue here is that we all need to come together. There needs to be more unity, especially Black unity. There needs to be more Black unity. And if we're able to come together, put our heads together, stop making Willie Lynch so daggone proud. And we're going to talk about Willie Lynch, because I got that quote is going to be coming up soon. We'll get into the history of Willie Lynch and his whole thing. Huh?
Okay, we're going to learn something? That's what's up.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get into all of that in another podcast, because I definitely want to talk about Willie Lynch. For anybody who may be listening, you can just go ahead and look up Willie Lynch and all the stupid crap that he put into place, which is crazy because it was more, it was a really a divide and conquer thing amongst the Black community. And it, what he did, and I believe this was like back in the 1700s, I believe, that he gave this speech. And a lot of the division that he tried to, you know, bring into us in our community, it still is very prevalent today. You know, where he wanted to turn the young against the old, the man against the woman. He wanted to take the biggest, strongest Black man and just break him down, or slave, because they were slaves back then, and just break him down and make him look weak in front of the family, right, so that they would lose respect for him. And it just really shows that there is, again, history repeating itself. A lot of what he started back then is still in play today, because there's so much division amongst us. And I believe a lot of, I believe that if we were able to get rid of that division, and we would have, if there was more unity amongst us, then we would do a better job of fighting against a lot of these social issues that we have to keep coming up against.
Right.
But we got to learn. We got to learn, and we got to come together.
Well, I mean, coming together, though, come together and do, when you say come together, you mean come together and be all of the same mind? Or, because protests have us in the same place, mm-hmm, right?
Right, right, yeah.
And I'm going to do more than protest. So, okay. So I guess, and I don't mean to speak against anybody whose passion is protest, mm-hmm, right? I do want to understand it better, though,
right?
Because I did too. As I look at this, as I look at this quote, and I think about history, and I think about the things that I do not wish to repeat themselves, mm-hmm, right? And it kind of makes me wonder, like, how much of this can we really help? Like, you figure there is a natural ebb and flow of things. You know what I mean? The stock market, as you well know better than I pretty much ever will, is going to go up, down, down. You know what I mean? There's going to be conflict, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to recur over and over. You're going to have this nation disagreeing with this nation. It all boils down to money, seem like, anyway, but mm-hmm, nonetheless, you do have these things that are, you know, just they're going to repeat themselves. But there's got to be some way to like some change that alters it enough for it not to be the same outcome. It alters it enough for us to have grown somehow. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so very true that when the same things occur, and you're like, why? So nobody's just paying attention. Nobody's looking at the history of the situation. Nobody cares about when it happened last time. Is that right? Why it continues to repeat itself, or is it because, you know, that, how can I say, the legacy of what caused specifically injustice? I can't get away from that, from racism and injustice. I'm sorry. That's what weighs on my mind the most when I think about history repeating itself. But those individuals that are the catalyst of those things, like their legacy, I guess, because plays a part in history repeating itself. Because if they're teaching their sons to teach their sons, mm-hmm, to teach their sons,
right?
You know what I mean? Then you got a generational situation that where they can't wait. At this point, you know, it's a milestone in their life. All right, I'm 18. It's time for me to go ahead and get my racism on. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm, my father did it when he was 18, and my grandfather. You know what I mean? And I figured, you know, something like that must be the situation where there is a legacy of inflicting this injustice that is being pushed forward. Mm-hmm. That, and that's why, regardless to what's done on the other side of it, it can't, it's not stopped. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the only thing I can think, because I just can't, you know, how do you witness, you know, the many things that have happened, just the horror of these things, and not say to yourself, this can't ever happen again. You know what I mean?
Well, some of them need to be punched in the face. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. So, but I think that if we had enough people, enough of us that would come together and decide, you know what, let's do something other than protest this time. It may not necessarily change the mindset, because, I mean, if you're racist at your core, then that's what you were going to be.
Right.
But it isn't so much now about me trying to change your mind, it's about me trying to change your actions. I'm trying to stop you from doing the things that you keep doing. Right. It's killing us, whether it's trying to stand in the way of our success, whether it's, you know, making sure that the playing field isn't even, you know, whatever it is, whatever form that is coming in, I feel like we need to be able to come together and do something to stop your actions. Fine. Feel how you feel, have whatever mindset that you're going to have. But as long as you are out of my lane and out of my way, then you don't even matter to me.
Right.
But I feel like with protests, again, like just like you said, all we're doing is raising awareness. All we're doing is letting you know, hey, I have a voice.
Right.
And I may need to let you know that I have more than a voice. I got hands, and you I shouldn't keep saying this stuff. But like, well, I mean, but like, listen, I feel like some people need to be punched in the face, yo.
I mean, now I have to say, but I agree with you. But the thing is, what then? Because if you have a goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's make it an admirable, honorable one. If you're on one side of the crowd and your son is on the other side of the crowd. Mm-hmm. And you have to get to him in order to get him to safety.
Mm-hmm.
That whole crowd can punch you in the face. It ain't gonna stop you from getting right to your son.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I get what you're saying, and they deserve it, but it's like, what does the punch in the face look like that does alter the outcome? Yeah, I mean, what does that, you know, because again, you know, maybe I'm not thinking deep enough, but why? Why does history have to repeat itself? Or why do we not learn anything enough?
I think part of history, if we're going to stick with the social issues, I think part of the reason that history keeps repeating itself, I think that with certain people, depending on what side of history you're on, I think that because of what you have learned about your history, that you need it to keep repeating itself. Because if other people learn the truth about your history, then that means that you have to be held accountable. You got a lot of answers that you have. You have a lot of questions that you got to answer, and you will be required to make a change. You're going to be held to a certain standard, and you may not want all of that. So you may need to try to hide that part of your history. And the best way for you to hide that part of your history is for you to continue the illusion of what you have given everybody else, the illusion of history that you've given. For instance, if we look at like history, how many lies are there when it comes to Black history? How many things have they tried to take, you know, tried to conceal and tried to hide from us so that we don't know the truth about certain things that have been going on? How many schools are not giving you the entire truth? You know, I had somebody tell me one time, they did some, and it was a friend of mine who's white, and he said that he went on, I forgot where he went. Man, I can't remember where it was. But anyway, he was talking to somebody who, a white guy who is a historian. Said I'm making air quotes. And this guy was talking about slavery. And he said, all of the slave masters weren't bad. So now this is the way my friend is relaying this to me. He's like, he said, did you know that, you know, all the slave masters weren't bad? I mean, he said, not all of them beat their slaves. They didn't all do that. So it wasn't all bad. And I looked at him and I said, you're not supposed to own another human being. I don't care how nice they were. I don't care about that. You were not supposed to own anybody else. And he sat there for a second and he said, you're right. He said, that didn't dawn on me. And then he started sitting there and he's there rethinking everything the guy said to him. And he said, I wonder why he put everything the way he put it, because he really tried to paint this picture as if slavery wasn't as bad as everyone tried to make it appear to be. And I said, yeah, because as long as he doesn't have to admit to how bad it was, then the opportunity to repeat it is still there. It's still there. If you're muted, you didn't hit your unmute button yet.
Well, that was unfortunate. Because I was asking you, who was this guy talking to? It was Kanye? Is that what you said? What the? I'm sorry. My bad. I didn't mean to get this off track. But... So you're saying that people need history to repeat itself in order for their truth to stay hidden, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, on certain people, a certain side of history.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if it starts to change, you know, things change a lot, you know, out of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
They change out of necessity. So if there is a change that occurs, then they have to admit that there was a need for the change to occur.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's no change, then they're like, well, cool. Well, let's not let them know the truth, the whole truth, so yeah, that we can continue doing what we're doing.
Wow. Well, I just, I don't know. It makes me think about just mistakes, period. In any way, any place that I've fallen short. And I don't want this to stay true for me as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, because if all you're learning is that you're not learning anything, then you're just not paying enough attention, I guess. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or you just don't care enough, or you know, you don't care enough about the future, let alone the present. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just every time I read it, it's been scrolling across the screen. I've read it several times, and it's just very, very sad to me. Every time, like, wow, we just didn't learn anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's expanding the conversation too, not just about social issues, not just about racism, but period. It's across the board.
Right.
You need to change because you need to grow. You need to acquire wisdom. You need to experience things. You need to learn.
You know what? I heard, I want to say it was, what's the pastor? New Samaritan. Why can't I think of his name right now?
Bishop Kelsey.
Yeah, Bishop Kelsey. A long time ago, I remember him saying that if you don't change, then you can't grow. Yeah, and if you don't grow, eventually
it won't last.
Well, I don't remember that part. I just remember him saying eventually you're going to die.
Okay, so the saying, and it was a saying for the church, it was, if it doesn't change, it won't grow. If it doesn't grow, it won't last. If it doesn't last, it wasn't God. I feel like I'm leaving one part out of that. I can't remember what it was. But yeah, that was basically the gist of it. If it doesn't change, it won't grow. I think if it doesn't grow, it won't live. I believe that's what it was. If it doesn't live, it won't last. And if it doesn't last, it wasn't God. I think that's what it was.
Oh wow, that was a lot to recall.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I heard it over and over and over. And we had shirts back when I was on the step team, we had shirts that said it. So I remember it.
Well, my point is just standing with the first thing that you gotta change. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, like history should 100% motivate that change. You know what I mean? Because I mean, you can do what you can to be proactive, mm-hmm. right? But even your proactive efforts should come from some insight, and insight comes from, you know, past experience or past information. So history should definitely feed change and growth. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because yeah. You know what they say, hindsight is 20/20,
mm-hmm.
right? Which, by the way, that's always been a little conflicting for me, because I get hindsight is 20/20, but if you're looking forward, hindsight is irrelevant. But anyway, so but anyway, I'm saying that I'm not saying there's no use for the hindsight. I'm just saying you got to pause to look at it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because history should 100% tell you how to maneuver the next time.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the problem? Why do we not learn from things? Why do you, it on a very, very surface level, mm-hmm. right? After having a bad experience, like say having a heart attack,
mm-hmm.
and then coming out of the heart attack, and not changing your diet. Why is there even a such thing as a bad habit after an experience like that? Like, it's just, man, I don't know. And it definitely makes me look, like I said, at myself and just think, how many things have I actually repeated? Because for me, I ain't in front. I'm a fairly introspective person, and about 90% of my problems are my problems. You know what I mean?
But you know what? That goes back to, and I'm actually glad that you said that. You now mm-hmm. made me realize all the times that I was saying that people need to be punched in the face. I just found a more diplomatic way to say that. People need to be okay. Every time I said that somebody needs to be punched in the face, I take it all back. Take it all back. Whatever. I take it all back. But people need to be uncomfortable enough for mm-hmm. a change to occur. That's a better way to put it. You have to be okay. uncomfortable enough. And sometimes you're just not that uncomfortable. I'm going to tell you. So Martin Luther King had a
dream. We know, a dream.
He did. He did. And then he woke up and he said, he said, we are not makers of history, we are made by history. Now, I disagree. Well, it's not that I disagree with that. I don't disagree with
it. Tread lightly, homie. Tread lightly.
No. I think that what he said was very dangerous.
Okay.
I think that's a dangerous thought process, because here's the thing. Saying that I am made by history, that I am not a maker of history, is saying that I can't change it. So I am a product of my environment. That's how I receive that. That I am a product of my past. I'm a product of my history. I'm a product of my environment. And that I don't get to make history because I've already been made by history. And I think that that's dangerous. I don't necessarily, trust me, I agree with a lot of things that Martin Luther King said. And I ain't worried about trading lightly because guess what? There ain't nobody on this earth I'm going to agree with 100% of the time. Martin Luther King. I agree with the fact that it is true in a lot of instances, but I don't think that it should be. I don't think that that's what it should be. I think we should be trying to change history. We can't keep reliving this. We just can't continue to be made by history. We need to make history. We need to be encouraged by history. We need to be influenced by history, not just made by it.
Well, that's interesting because I kind of think what he was saying is that, and this is kind of coming a little bit away from the quote because obviously people are learning some things, right? But if you're made by history, I think that he's saying that you are the sum of those things that have come before you, right? And so, so you're not just pulling stuff out of thin air, right? You're, you know, it has a point of reference. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what he's saying, that you don't exist without a point of reference. You know what I mean? That speaks to why you are who you are or where you are or what you are. You know what I mean?
I'm cool with that, but it's the next part that bothers me. We are not, well, it's the first part that bothers me. We're not makers of history. Why not?
Well, that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying, though, that we, because there's nothing new under the sun. So even, you know, I guess, well, actually, maybe I shouldn't dive off into that, but I would say even with inventors, but, you know, you're not just pulling things out of thin air. You're thinking to yourself or you're thinking about the past and you say, okay, there was this, you know, the wagon, before it had a wheel, it had blocks and all we could do was drag it, right? So the person that invents the wheel reflects on the huge task it was to drag a wagon that sat on blocks. But back then, that person thought, cool, I put a smooth surface put under this wagon. I can go ahead and move. And then somebody was like,
"Let's and they make made it history.
Huh?
And they made history when they did that.
Well, no, because before that, somebody was carrying the wagon versus and they them made dragging history
when they did that. That's the point that I'm making, because as time goes on, you can continue to make history. So the person who said, you know what, let me drag this with the smooth surface, they made history. And the person that said, let me make a wheel, they made history. And so on and so forth. You can continue to make history.
But they were, they made progress because of history.
They made history in their progress.
Okay, somebody just go ahead and hit the semantics button, I guess, here. You know what I mean? Because I understand, you know, I can't say I understand what he was saying because I ain't talked to the cat. I don't know exactly where he was coming from. But what I get from it is that he's saying that, yeah, we're, you know, we don't make it because we come from it. You know what I mean? And as a matter of fact, to learn from it and actually change the situation, I guess you're right. When I think about it like that, that would be definitely to make history. I have to agree with that as I digress. That's what I love talking about. That's what I love about podcasting, dude, because we can just talk it out. And as we continue to communicate and you get those ideas out in the air and you just like, hold on a second. I heard myself say that and I don't think that was the smartest thing to say. You know what I mean? That's what I love about it. People be saying I talk too much. Yeah, well, you shut up. I'm going to keep learning. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep learning myself. So, all right. So I guess I'd have to say that's a very thin line. And from what I understand about what he was saying, I can't really disagree with either of you entirely.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But I just want to find a way. I would like to hear of a solution to many things that, you know, just they don't have to occur. Well, from what I know, things that just don't have to occur. And it's just so much is unnecessary. And so much, you know, so much happens that is really just to, you know, get your attention so that you can't see what's actually happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, and that, smoke. I mean, huh?
So much is a smoke screen.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, smoke and mirrors, which is definitely weird.
When this guy George Hegel came up, well, when he made this quote, he was specifically talking about a lack of water, the ideologies of extremists. He was talking about the environment, health, poverty, science, population, energy. These are the things that he was specifically talking about.
I figured it was going to be much bigger than me. Go ahead.
Yeah. It was. And when you look at a lot of these things, like, for instance, water.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I don't know when he made this quote, but at the time that he made this quote, the water. So, you know, the earth is majority water, but only 0.01% of the water on earth is accessible and fresh.
Oh, okay.
Did not
know that.
So, but the thing is, there is nothing that's really been done to change that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's just one part of what he was talking about. But just to kind of broaden the conversation and to kind of get a little more specific and detailed about exactly what he meant, you know, we'll use the water, for instance. So, again, you know, nothing has really been done. But the thing is this, going back to what we were saying earlier, you haven't been uncomfortable enough because, again, there's so much water out here that 0.01% of the water being fresh and accessible is enough for us. We haven't, you know, we haven't been uncomfortable enough to do something else about it.
Okay. Okay.
So we keep repeating the same cycle.
So the answer, essentially, to maybe both why it repeats and how it can change are both found in discomfort.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. I mean, if you really think about it, like, how often have you made a change just to make a change?
That's a good question. I can't say now. Interesting that you asked that question, because my wife had just changed around the furniture in the living room. And sometimes she just needs a new perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so it will seem like a very, like, just kind of out of the blue, like, you know, no foundation whatsoever. You just come home and thank God that you're not blind, because the living room is not set up the same way. You know what I mean? So I guess I can't say that I made change just to make change. Even as I'm sitting here, when you first said that, I was thinking I just shifted in my chair because I was uncomfortable.
Right.
You know. So I mean, sometimes I have to concede you actually, you know, you're pretty bright dude. Yeah, you know that was a light skin joke.
Yeah, no, I'm not light skin. I don't get it, but.
I mean, if you ain't like, what would you call it if you ain't light skin?
I'm brown skin.
You're not.
My skin is brown.
Only thing stopping you from being a red bone is because you a dude. That's it. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. He always takes me there. So
no, apologize to me.
For what?
I don't know. Don't apologize. Yeah. It'd be weird if you apologize to me. Like this.
I'm not uncomfortable enough to change right just right. So, but you know what? I'm a take from that though. That's a big, you know, coupled with the fact that my wife says, like I said, I'll be in a bad situation and I'll just sit there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes, yeah, I'll be uncomfortable, but not uncomfortable enough. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, all right, I'm just kind of bringing it home because I'm looking at the time and I'm still looking at this quote scroll across the bottom. It still saddens me horribly, but I feel like I got some insight.
Yeah. You know. Now I want to just really briefly, I want to highlight the other side of this, okay?
Okay. Okay.
That's not always the case that, you know, the only thing that we learn from history is that we don't learn from history. That's not always the case. That's how generational curses are broken, because people have learned from the past.
Mm.
So this isn't always the case.
Okay.
I don't want to only talk about one side of this without highlighting the other side. You know, the changes that people have made because they've been uncomfortable, or because they've been uncomfortable with something that has happened in the past. You know, the amount of fathers who their father wasn't there for them, but they said, you know what, I am not about to take my child through this.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the men that they, or even mothers, you know, because it happens both ways, you know.
Right. That, right.
You know, and they're like, you know, I'm going to be the parent that I'm supposed to be, even though my parent wasn't there for me, you know.
Right.
That's how generational curses are broken. That's how a lot of success stories are created, because people have just learned. So, I think that when this guy said this. Again, I ran down the list of things that he was talking about. I think he was being very specific about what he was talking about. I think that there are other issues, depending on who you're talking to, what your past is, what your heritage is, or your gender, whatever, that you can be very specific about certain things as it pertains to the way it affects your life.
Gotcha.
Okay. You know, my story of history repeating itself may not be the same as somebody else's, you know, so it's one of those things where I think we all could learn from this quote, you know, just however it applies to your life, because it's necessary to change. It is very necessary to change. We cannot just live our lives without changing.
I agree. And I want to say, I can't say I want to preface, right, considering this is the end of the episode. but, you know, we definitely find that, and this is why this is quotes and mirrors and not just quotes, right? Because we have to see how we reflect.
Right.
And so he had a specific, he was speaking to a specific thing. And honestly, I guess we could have basically for the whole last hour taken this out of context. Right. But there was another perspective available to where taking it out of context just gave you another vision. You know what I'm saying? And so just say that to say that people, you can expect it. This is what's going to happen. All right. We put the quotes out there. and we reflect on them. You know what I mean? So we're looking at it. You're going to hear a lot of our own opinions, because in a reflection, who else do you see but yourself?
Exactly. So, plus, this is our podcast. We can say what we want.
Like, you know what? And that can't be said enough, sir.
I keep saying it on the podcast. We're going to talk about what we want to talk about.
We're going to talk about what we want to talk about. We're going to give you an idea of where we're going, but how we get there is completely up to us.
Right.
All right. Well, that was dope. I appreciate it. I appreciate your time, as always. Not just talking to you over there. Also to the people. So do you have the quote for next week? Or, well, I guess history wouldn't repeat itself, because you've always had your quote, haven't you?
Right, yeah. So, well, actually, history is repeating itself, because I always have my quote and I have it today. So,
ah, look at that. Boy, I tell you what, gentlemen, he's on his toes today. Even as he sits down, he is on his toes.
So the quote for next week will be, the best revenge is massive success.
The best revenge is massive success.
Yeah.
Not just success, massive success.
Mm-hmm. I mean, right. I think it would work well if it was just success. But the quote, Frank Sinatra said that in its success, he said massive success. So since we're going with that quote, I want to say it verbatim. I won't leave anything out.
I'll tell you, we definitely going to talk about that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got to bust that open, because I'm curious.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we are going to go ahead and wrap up. We appreciate you all listening. We do want you to continue to go over to that YouTube channel. Check us out, Colts and Mirrors. You can hear all the episodes. You can hear all the shenanigans. You can hear how many times I forgot what episode we were on. And I'm not, you know, I don't care. Go ahead, listen to it. Talk about it however you want.
And I want everybody, please keep in mind, I know a lot of people watch our show on either Facebook or Instagram, but it's very important for everybody to understand that there is a YouTube page. You can go to that YouTube page. Even if you do watch us on Instagram or Facebook, please go over to the YouTube page, like, subscribe, comment, you know, do all of that stuff. But if you just go to YouTube and just type in Quotes and Mirrors Podcast, it will come up.
Indeed. That's what's up. We want y'all to listen, because we're going to keep talking anyway.
Yeah, we are. We are.
All right, my man. It's time to go ahead and close it out. Tagline, please.
Well, you're supposed to start this. You're supposed to say, I am on commentary.
Oh, man. I didn't want history to repeat itself. All right.
I tell you what. We'll switch it, okay?
Change for no reason?
Yeah, no, I feel uncomfortable. So we're gonna change it. So
nice.
I am Terrell James.
And I am on commentary. And on that note, and I quote, peace.
Peace out.